Before I read it, let me give you a little bit of the overview. We know as Seventh-day Adventists, hopefully we know, some Seventh-day Adventists don't understand this from their prophetic study. So I'm going to tell you something, and later on in the week we'll defend this. The Sunday law is the tool the Lord uses to purify His church. At the Sunday law, those that receive the mark of the beast are going to be those that have an understanding of the issues connected with Sabbath and Sunday. If you don't have an understanding of the difference between Sabbath and Sunday at the Sunday law, you don't receive the mark of the beast, because only someone that understands the issues or has had opportunity to understand the issues and rejected that opportunity, there are those only who understand the issues will be held accountable for the test of the Sunday law. And when the Sunday law arrives in the United States, the only corporate group of people that is going to be held accountable for understanding the issues are Seventh-day Adventists. So when it hits the United States, the Seventh-day Adventist church there is going to be suddenly divided into two groups of people. And the biblical and spirit of prophecy testimony is that it's going to be a big group of people that are going to apostatize at that time, and a small group of people that is going to remain faithful. One group is going to receive the mark of the beast, the other is going to receive the seal of God. And when you receive the seal of God, then you are prepared for the latter rain. The latter rain is poured out upon you. It empowers you to give the loud cry message, which has come out of Babylon. That message will clarify the issues for those outside of Adventism that do not understand the issues connected with Sabbath and Sunday. And then they too will be tested on the Sunday law issue. But the point I want to make in that little scenario is the latter rain comes right at the Sunday law time period. It's right there in a sequence of events. Sunday law, then the latter rain. So you can't separate them. But this quote we're going to read here is going to talk about when the latter rain or the Holy Spirit is poured out upon God's people. And it's going to tell us something that will take place just prior to that. So if what takes place just prior to that, if we can see that that is taking place in the world today, then that would tell us that we're on the verge of the latter rain, and it would also tell us then that we should expect the Sunday law imminently, right? So here, that's the logic that I want you to see in this quote. Great Controversy 464. Notwithstanding the widespread declension of faith and piety, there are true followers of Christ in these churches, and she's been talking about churches outside of Adventism. Before the final visitation of God's judgment upon the earth, there will be among the people of the Lord such a revival of primitive godliness as has not been witnessed since apostolic times. The Spirit and the power of God will be poured out upon His children. How many are familiar with that quote? Okay, it's a common quote in Adventism, but let's read on. At that time, many will separate themselves from those churches in which the love of this world has supplanted love for God and His Word. Many both of